From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi troops have been moving cautiously in a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul, going from house to house to ensure the safety of civilians. Soldiers had to be wary of booby-trap bombs as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants who are being urged by their leader to remain and resist losing the last major city they hold in Iraq. Afghan authorities say at least 30 civilians, including many children, are among the dead in clashes between U.S.-backed government forces and the Taliban in the northern Kunduz province. U.S. military confirming that two of its soldiers were killed in the fighting, two others were wounded. Turning now to U.S. presidential politics, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump held simultaneous campaign rallies in the state of North Carolina. Clinton said Trump is unfit to be president.
If Donald Trump were to win this election, we would have a commander-in-chief who is completely out of his depth and whose ideas are incredibly dangerous.
Trump went after Clinton over allegations she illegally used her influence when she was Secretary of State and made use of a private computer system.
These are sad events for our country. A high-ranking government official has been caught selling her public office, threatening national security, and engaging in a massive criminal cover-up.
The election will be held on Tuesday, November the 8th. Meantime, the New York Times CBS poll gives Clinton a 45-42% lead. This is VOA News.